He had more sense than anybody else, and I think more vision, and I was just kind of thinking of it.
Well, he's feeling not too good. Right now, I'm in Fort Lauderdale, right?
Yeah.
He came down here in this country for about a week or so,
yeah.
Right? But he watches everything in the paper about you, and I think he reads it all three or four
times. Well, now, what I wanted to do, when you going home?
Well, I probably will get out of here next week. And I plan to stop in Washington.
Well, what I want to do is this. I want to see if we can catch him someday when he's good.
Right.
And maybe bring him down to the White House, and you get me a list of about 25 of his best friends and give a little dinner in his honor.
Well, all right.
If he ever gets all right where he thinks he can make a trip, I'd send my plane up, pick him up. And I don't want to embarrass him, and I don't want him to overdo it, and I don't want to hurt him. But if he got in shape where he felt like it, some morning looked like he'd be all right, you could just call me and I'd have a plane there in 30 minutes and he could come right back and I'd get together 15, 20, 30 of his boys that love him and we'd give him a big blowout.
Well, I tell you, when I get home next week, I'll talk to the doctor, eh?
Yeah, you talk to him.
I'll
tell
talk
him.
To the doctor.
We'll bring a doctor with us.
All right, then I'll tell you, I'll let you know whether it can be done or not, eh?
All right.
Would it be out of order someday if I stopped in the same room?
Not a bit. I'd love to anytime you're here.
I know how busy you are, right?
Anytime you're here. Now, let me ask you something else.
Yes, sir.
I don't want another human to know this.
Right, sir.
But I got a deal with Pastore, and he's chairman of the Communications Subcommittee of Interstate, and he's very sensitive of his authority and very jealous. And you know that.
Right.
Now, you know some of his friends, and I know some. I've got a Republican vacancy.
Right.
I need a real smart Republican woman that knows something about, got family, three or four children, that could raise hell with them about the kind of programs they got on television.
Right.
I need a smart educator, some school superintendent or some college man at Brown that was a kind of a Republican or independent, a good Republican, a liberal one. He might have voted for Johnson, but he might have voted for. Might have voted for Hoover. Just so I can claim he is an independent and a Republican. That would be Pastore's friends. Now I'm afraid to tell him because he'll sell me a dog. But I just wondered if you thought of anybody offhand that you know is a good Republican in Rhode Island. And not many because I got,
You got them all. You got them all, brother.
Do you think of anybody offhand that's in the school system?
How much time
can I? I haven't got any. It's yesterday. I need it yesterday.
Can I have 2 or 3 hours?
Yeah.
I can?
Yeah.
What's the latest I can call you?
Oh, call me back any time tonight. And call if I'm not here. I'm going to be in a meeting at 5 o'clock. Talk to Jack Valenti.
All right, I'll talk to Jack. Let me think it over.
And tell Spen if you do it some late tonight, even at midnight. But you try to think of anybody that you can that's a real good Republican.
Gotta be good.
Or independent. And somebody be loyal to me.
Oh, well, that's the most important thing. All right, let's
see. Now, there ought to be some good fellow that had worked for y'all, or that worked for Pastore when he was governor, that was a school superintendent, state school superintendent, or some college professor, somebody in charge of journalism, or somebody in charge of television at Brown, or some of those places that's a Republican or an independent that's real popular in the state.
Let me ask you this. This would be on the Federal Communications.
Yes, sir, and it's a hell of a big job, and it's got to be somebody that would be loyal to me.
Right.
There would be a Republican that Dirksen and them would confirm, that Pastore would be enthusiastic about. And what I do, I never even let him know or told. I just say, listen, I'll tell you what. I was talking to some college professors, or I was talking to some school people, or I was talking to some... church people, and somebody mentioned some fellow up there in Rhode Island. John, what do you know about him? And then John might get hot, and if you did, I might name him.
All right.
But if he found out I talked to you, he'd never speak to me.
No. He's very friendly with me because when election time came around, him and I, we had big time together. Huh?
Yeah, I know, but he doesn't like for me to talk to anybody but him.
Oh, I know that. So I'll go along 100%.
So don't you say a word about this.
No, you let me have 3 or 4 hours.
Okay.
And I will talk to Jack Valenti. I can get him at the White House.
Yep.
Thank you.
Goodbye.